Le Lac Labiche Ice Festival of Speed sera de retour du 28 février au 2 mars sous un nouveau nom. Le festival, anciennement appelé Winter Festival of Speed, conserve son programme habituel d'activités de course sur glace, mais s'est enrichi d'activités supplémentaires liées à l'hiver et à la glace au fil des ans. Ken Staples, le fondateur de l'événement, précise que ce nom plus large correspond à la façon dont l'événement a évolué. Selon lui, il continue de croître et de s'adapter à de nouvelles idées et activités.
Well, it's a number of things. Speed was the key component of it for a number of years. It started out with car racing. We held the Western Canadian Championship for cars racing on ice since the inception. And over the years, we added snowmobile racing, drag racing. We haven't had them for the last 2 years, but we had motorcycles racing as well. And we're doing what we can to get them back. We have an aircraft fly-in. We'll have probably in excess of 100 aircraft land on the lake over the weekend. And this year, it's something new. We have got mega trucks who will be racing as well.
Bien que le festival ait changé de nom, M. Staples assure que l'esprit et les activités de base restent inchangés. Les visiteurs de l'édition 2025 pourront toujours assister aux championnats de course sur glace de l'Ouest canadien, aux courses de motoneige, aux balades en traîneau et aux rassemblements aériens.
It has a very positive impact. It's very popular with the people here. It attracts competitors and spectators from throughout Alberta and competitors from across Western Canada who come here. And people who come here, we always treat them well. They see good events and they leave with fond memories.
Le festival met également l'accent sur les familles avec des activités pour les enfants telles qu'un carnaval et une zone familiale proposant des animations hivernales en extérieur. Un salon professionnel sur glace, une foire de l'emploi et un marché des créateurs compléteront le programme.
The Lac Labiche Trappers Association had put a display up for a number of years showing trapping practices and things like that. They have axe throwing that you can do, and this year they're adding something new. They're doing what they call bean can popping, which is going to be something kind of neat to see.
Le festival est crucial pour la région, attirant un grand nombre de visiteurs en générant des retombées positives pour la communauté. Monsieur Staples indique que tous les bénéfices sont reversés aux groupes locaux qui apportent leurs bénévoles, précisant que plus de 350 000 $ ont été redistribués jusqu'à aujourd'hui.
We rely heavily on volunteers. It's a small group that organize the event, but when the weekend comes, you need almost an army of people to step up and do all the things that need to be done. And so, yes, we're always looking for volunteer groups from the community. And the way that we do it is that we'll have organizations provide volunteers and we'll assign them duties. And when the event is over, we add up all the bills and all the money that came in and basically hit the total button. And whatever the surplus is, we then distribute that back to the groups that provided the volunteers.
À l'aube de la 42e édition, M. Staples reflète sur son projet qui prend une nouvelle ampleur chaque année.
Probably the best thing I should have learned is I probably never should have started in the first place, but no, it's been a pleasure doing it. It's very rewarding. Our committee, we're all victims of our own ambition because we're never satisfied. We want to see it grow bigger, and it has.
Camille Dany, Boreal FM, pour l'IGL.